Community Quick Hits. Brought to you by
Texas Nissan of Grapevine and Twin Peaks.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Mike brought up a good point in the break, or at least something that would lead to a good point. We've often talked about country music and our friends to the south.
Mexican.
Yes, our Mexican friends to the south, and the very well-known genre known as muntry, Mexican country.
Right.
And that's a big thing down there, Mexican country, right?
Yes. It is no nonsense.
No, there are big country, Mexican country bands that come through here and play, and they play big halls. They'll play like the AAC. We've seen muntry bands, you know, when we leave work, we see the fans coming in, strong fans. Is there a genre, though, that we are not aware of called chuntry? Chinese country.
Oh.
Is there...
Careful.
Is there, are there Chinese artists out there that do country music?
Yeah, man, there's got to be.
Yeah, you would think. I'll bet you.
Like the Chinese dudes that wear the whole outfit. I've never seen it. I'm asking a place of ignorance.
Well, you're the expert on the full-blown Chinese.
I'm not an expert.
You're the one that claims to be able to identify them when you see them.
Does the internet show that there are any, like, really big Chinese country bands?
I don't know. I've never gone
Chinese?
To the internet for that information.
Maybe Japanese.
Yeah, juntry.
And then Mike was coming up with other ones like iruntry, Iran country.
Or maybe that would be puntry.
Does the Middle East have, like, Persian?
Yeah.
Yeah, puntry.
What if it's from Kazakhstan?
Isn't that, Mexican juniors here. Yeah, Kazakhstan.
That's just country.
It is.
Yeah.
With a K.
With a K, yeah. Well, you know that exists because Borat told us that.
Yes. Well, I did search Chinese country and Western music, and it just has a video of titled Chinese Lady Sings Country Music in China.
See? It doesn't exist.
Is this it?
This is a Chinese country Spotify playlist. The song is... It looks like a house symbol, and then a boat symbol, and then a seven backwards, and then a treehouse symbol.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Oh, I know what that means. That means I got drunk tonight.
So turn this up. This is Chinese country.
Yeah. This is weird.
God, it is weird.
Play another song now.
All right, this one's acoustic.
Kick ass.
You're listening to Chinese country music on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Only on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Oh, this is pretty.
This is country?
According to this playlist. I want to hear like some honky tonk.
I do too.
I want to hear
real
Japanese honky tonk.
Shuffle.
See if there's.
God, man, foreign countries are weird.
They are.
Eat all my food.
That's what I want to hear.
We need the Chinese version of Eat All My Food. So a buddy of mine came through town and up from Austin. He stopped in West and reached out to me, and he goes, is the check stop still good? I was like, yeah, the check stop is still good. And I know there are other check-related kolache places or sandwichy places there. Do you stop there?
No.
You never do?
In West?
Yeah.
No.
You never do?
Never do.
Have you ever?
Yeah, I have. And honestly, I don't see what's so great about it.
I don't either.
Are you guys not a fan of the kolache?
Man,
of the well-done kolache?
The first one I ever had was at that little check stop or the one that's across from it. I can't remember. We were going down there to play a gig, and I remember getting about halfway through one, and the rest of it ended out on the pavement of 35.
So you threw like,
yes,
you did like Don Draper and
awful.
Threw a tray full of food out?
Well, I mean, it was biodegradable. It was for the birds.
Uh-huh. I guess it depends on your definition of the kolache, though. I've always thought the kolache being fruit-based.
Yeah, mine had a wiener in it.
Yeah, see, that's what I don't understand.
Your anus will itch.
It's a different story. Is that what you're thinking a kolache is? Meat-based?
No. I'm with you on that.
Fruit-based? Some sort of pastry with apricot in the middle of it or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Man, you warm those sons of bitches up, and there ain't nothing better. Well, I know. You don't like food, and it's not in the shape of a dinosaur, and it's not fried, so you don't like it. I understand. You can't have a kolache with a grilled cheese stegosaurus in the middle of it. You're not one that I can talk to on it. But so my wife's
family...
And
he's not going to eat it unless somebody's making it like a choo-choo train into his mouth
right.
Anyway.
He always has to have the engineer administer the food to him.
It's not true. None of that is true. Though not far from the truth.
No wonder you got divorced. She was tired of playing Renee the engineer.
God, Michael again.
That's right.
Okay, here comes the train. Woo woo. Woo woo.
Better sound effects. Not real enough.
And there's crust on that sandwich.
But my wife's family is from that. Oh.
I'm sorry.
What the hell was that?
It's like Chinese Alabama.
I hit the play button by mistake. Get my hand away from there.
But my wife's family is from there, and they're all Czech. Like, the dad was her grandpa, I believe, or grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something weird. Straight from Czechoslovakia.
Right.
And that history is
full-blown Czech.
Full-blown Czech. The history of that is really weird, how just a bunch of people from Czechoslovakia ended up in the middle of Texas in the 1800s. Or a bunch of German people ended up in New Braunfels in the middle of the 1800s. And they're just like, well, here we are, and not only are we going to be here, we're going to retain all of the customs. Those are going to be passed down for 50 generations, and it's never going to leave. Like, how many other places are like that in Texas that are that unique, that just kind of organically happen that way? Are those the only... those are the most two well-known.
About Euless.
Oh, yeah, Tonga.
That's right.
It's true.
Look to the west, Corby.
I wonder if all the Tongan... And for those who don't know, we reiterated this on Football Theater 1310, but back when the airport was built, somehow that made its way to Tonga.
Yep.
And they were looking for employees. The airport was looking for employees to help build the airport. And there were, I guess, Tonga, there was a work shortage, and they sent a huge group of Tongans over here to start working on the airport. And they moved an entire culture over here.
Yeah, those people stayed.
Yes, that still exist today. And that's only one generation removed. So are the customs that they took with them, you know, when they were 25, now they're 65. Are they still in play with the kids? Like, is the Tongan culture alive and well in Euless right now?
I bet it is. I'll bet you it is.
I mean, that's one generation.
Now, I bet the kids are also very Americanized, but...
Sure, of course.
When it comes time for them to pay heed to the Tongan culture...
Yeah.
They do it. They know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's very, very easy for them to toggle back and forth between the two.
Like, there are Asian communities dotted in and around every major city. But I'm talking about, like, a town that is dominated by one particular... foreign group that came over and settled. Those are the only...
Yeah, nationality.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the only two, right? Like, Munster?
A lot of Germans in Munster.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of Germans there, too.
That's true. I don't know. It's just something to think about. Something odd that I was fishing around. Oh, no, Mike.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, first off, we know Malcolm Young is alive. But it looks like the old MacBook Pro may have just...
Oh, no.
May have just zapped out.
Uh-oh. Your computer?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, things have gone dark over here.
It is... Oh, there it is. Back on.
There it is. Wow.
Look, this is very near and dear to my heart because this computer... This MacBook Pro,
that,
as you can hear.
Close that window.
Sorry, I'm listening and watching porn while I'm doing Community Quick Hits. It's my biggest
weakness.
People
have no idea how close to sheer trauma and disaster we came there.
This was purchased, and I believe it was 2008, mm-hmm. and I'm still running with the same MacBook Pro all these years later. So this is like a... This, to me, is like Alfred Morris's Mazda 626.
Yeah. That's a veteran of, what, 10 Super Bowls there?
Yes, it is. It's traveled the world, and it's had very few problems.
They don't make them like they used to, man.
I know.
You can
I know.
Take your MacBook Airs and all that other cloud-based crap and stick it up your butt.
Yeah, and you were telling me that these things are kind of hot commodities.
They're the last great laptop as far as what from Apple's production line, because when they quit making these, the reason they did it was to focus more on the iPhone. So they're, the Airs and all that are out now that don't have internal hard drives or DVD drives, which I like having that stuff.
I do too.
I like not being reliant solely on the cloud, and I like being able to burn DVDs and CDs still.
Man, I do too. I can't imagine not being able to do that.
Yeah, but yeah, the thing is there was an article written about these that are saying they're really still highly thought of. Even though they're dated, you know?
Why would you take away the... Is it just because CDs are just...
Yeah, nobody uses them.
Nobody cares?
Nobody cares, Corby. Nobody cares.
I mean, I guess if you have a huge CD collection, though,
mm-hmm.
like a massive one, how would you convert it over?
What do you mean?
Like, into digital. Like, in you know, to load all your music, yeah.
You'd have to get a MacBook Pro or some equivalent of, or get an external DVD drive.
Right, which is a pain in the ass.
I'm happy with mine still, for the most part. Mino might testify otherwise.
You yell at it?
Oh, my God. I yell at this thing like I yell at traffic. Bayless, no!
Speaking of that, Richardson police are investigating a possible road rage shooting. This is something that we've all gotten mad at whoever, cars in front of us, cars behind us, cars beside us. We've all screwed up. Each and every one of us has made a horrible decision or, didn't see somebody that was directly, you know, maybe in your blind spot or whatever. We've all been in a situation where we've been mad at someone and someone's been mad at us.
Yep.
Can you ever imagine during that moment grabbing a firearm and firing it into the car next to you?
I can't.
I can imagine it. I would never do it.
Maybe that's a good reason not to have a gun in your car.
Well, that's probably one reason I can't imagine it, because I don't ever carry heat with me.
Yeah. I thought you were always packing so you could kind of brandish it when you pulled up to the stoplight.
Well, I mean... I've got it in the glove box.
Okay.
Okay.
But as far as having it handy,
yeah,
I'm gonna have to reach for it. But that's okay. Reaching for it and making them wonder what's going on in there is part of the process. And then when you hold it up and they see it,
yep,
that's when they get that look on their face.
Uh-huh.
And they give you the knowing nod.
Of what?
Like, okay. Everything's cool here.
Okay. They don't brandish theirs?
No, they don't brandish theirs. They just look at you, give you the knowing nod, like, okay, you're the boss, man.
Right. Or do they look at you and say, sir, you're in a Wendy's line.
Go!
All right, we got to go.
All right, there you go. That is Community Quick Hits. It's 6:34. This is The Ticket.